Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta.
Vasilev will send this out of the near corner. Duke, the short corner option. They attack the goal to our right. Vasilev up to it, strikes it, front post again, headed away by Campbell, out to Moreno. Moreno's going to take a touch. He's bumped but stays on the ball off a bump by McVay. And he comes up to the halfway line now and continues. Bumped again, stays on it again. Wiley overlapping. Wiley's got it now. Wiley into the box right side. Wiley all the way in. Shot! Saved by Callender. Rebound to Arizu. Spare to Joseph. Score! Happy Father's Day!
Hey, I saw what you did there. Happy Father's Day. I get it.
That's a long highlight.
Yeah, well, it was a good highlight.
Long highlight.
Well, it took me a long time to describe that, I guess. And, you know, all right.
No, it was cool. It was cool for Joseph to assist on Arruju's goal. Cool for Arruju to assist on Joseph's goal. They have some good interplay going right now. So, good dominant win yesterday. They didn't need to score three to win. Which we talked about.
Right.
That's good.
No,
it
is good.
It's exciting. So, but my question to you is this, Mike: Who decided to like? What was the thought process behind them dyeing their hair almost the same color?
Who, George and Joseph?
Yeah.
I don't know. George dyed his hair a couple weeks ago. Joseph's kind of always done that, so I don't know if it was like a coordinated thing or. Coincidental. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. When did George start with the blonde
hair? I didn't mean to stump
you
with that.
I just thought,
no, because it was just funny.
I think when we went to Montreal, because George got on the plane with the blonde hair, and I looked at Jason like, is that George Campbell?
Because this is what happened for me. Because I was in the press box, a wonderful press box, where they had some awesome, the food there was awesome yesterday.
Yeah, the brisket was awesome.
Oh, the brisket.
Awesome.
Bananas. A wouldn't know nothing about that because he couldn't get in. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, like, because it was funny because the goal came so fast, I couldn't see who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see it was. And then the fact that you talk about the clean sheet that they had yesterday. So the question I have to you is this: what was the clean sheet behind the great play that they had, or was it from the great goal play from Marcus Rios?
Both, and the first half red card too. I mean, when Inter Miami got the first half red card, that really made the game plan very straightforward for Atlanta United. I thought Rocco Rios Nova did a really good job. I thought he made every correct decision, especially on set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saw him come out, play the three corner kicks that Miami had, played him really well. Campbell on the third corner, which you just heard, which turned into the Joseph goal, made a really nice play at the front post. We actually talked to George about this after the match. George made a really good point. Miami's service on the corners was not the best. I mean, they played all three to the front post. If you're going to play corner kicks to the front post against a team that has Joseph Martinez, you're not going to score. Joseph's going to win that ball every single time at the front post. So that might have been a little bit of a break for Atlanta United. But nonetheless, I thought Rocco's decision-making was really very good. There was one bullet he kind of dodged in the first half where he came out to punch a shot. He gave up a fat rebound, and then Ariel Lassiter just volleyed it over the crossbar. He was a little bit lucky there. But I thought you saw more decisiveness and more confidence out of Rocco Rios Novo playing off his line, getting involved in the buildup. So that was a big part of it. I thought Campbell and Franco as the center back pairing were also very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo Campana, who came into the game with 7 goals, which was fourth in MLS, was completely a non-factor. And I think Campbell and Franco had a lot to do with that. But then thirdly, you know, first half red card is going to put a match on tilt. You feel bad for Miami a little bit because if you get a red card in the 30th minute, it's going to be almost impossible for them to do anything positive. I actually thought they played well after they got the red card, to be honest.
Back-to-back wins at home against all competitions here. A little bit of a momentum going on the road. 3 straight games mm-hmm. on the road at Toronto and then back-to-back in New York against Red Bulls and NYCFC. How important on this trip to try to get, you know, a 1-1-1?
Yeah, I think 4 points has to be the goal.
Right.
And I think they can do it. Toronto, winners of 1 in their last 8 league matches, really looked poor at Red Bull Arena on Saturday in a 2-0 loss. Not a good defensive team at all. Really struggling under first-year coach Bob Bradley. I think that's a winnable game for Atlanta United coming up this Saturday. Nothing's ever easy on the road. You've only won once on the road this year, so I don't want to say it's easy, but I think it's winnable. Red Bull Arena is a place where you've never won, ever. It's historically been very tough, but you did get a draw the last time you played there, scoreless draw. Red Bull, they're so comfortable playing that run-run kick system in their home park. If Atlanta United goes in there and gets a draw, they'd be thrilled. If you have 4 points going into Yankee Stadium, you're playing with house money at that point. Yeah, going to Yankee Stadium, NYC, far and away, best team in the Eastern Conference this year. Impossible to play at Yankee Stadium on that futsal pitch they have there. You're kind of looking for whatever at Yankee Stadium. But if you can get a win at Toronto and a draw at Red Bull, I think you're going to be satisfied with whatever happens the rest of the way.
With that being said, going back to the goalie a little bit, with the performance of Novo yesterday, mm-hmm. is it safe to say that he will be the goalie?
It's got to be his job now. For the time being, I think you're going to see there's a report of an incoming goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, when the international transfer window opens on July the 7th, then you have to make a decision. But I think for the next 3 matches at least, probably the Austin match on July 9th,
mm-hmm.
Unless something really weird happens or he just has a shocker or, God forbid, an injury, I think he absolutely won the job yesterday, no doubt about it.
Mike Heine, the man of many hats, he will also be hosting our draft coverage from the Hawks draft party Thursday night, 7 to 11, with Andy Bunker and Deshaun Tate live on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. I don't know if the Hawks will stand pat, if they'll try to seek, well, Ringer says they may try to move up, or if they'll trade the pick. Whatever they do in the draft, Mike, I was telling you, this offseason, between the trades right now that are taking place, the draft, free agency, needs to have the Hawks make 2 gigantic additions. There's no reason that the goal should not be to have 3 players on this team that we can look at, 3 big-time players, whether that's Trey and Beal and Ayton or Gobert or Zach LaVine or whatever it's going to be, 3 guys that we can look at and say, okay, this team can win an NBA title.
Oh, boy, yes.
They can win the Eastern Conference.
Very, very ambitious goal in one offseason.
Right.
But that's, unfortunately, I mean, that's where you are right now. That's got to be the expectation, I guess. I thought Travis Schlenk's comments to Jeff Schultz in The Athletic were revealing, where I think he kind of tamped down the expectations just a little bit about the Hawks doing something mega splashy this offseason. He said maybe the comments that he made and Tony Ressler made were misinterpreted a little bit. To me, that sounds like a warning that
we're pulling it back a little bit.
Yeah, let's just pump the brakes a little bit. I also do think, though, John, that the phone is definitely on, ready to take any call that might come up, and you never know what might evolve. I mean, this is the NBA, such a player-driven league. A player could get fed up in the snap of a finger, and all of a sudden he's available for a trade, and the player has the leverage. So anything could really happen between now and Thursday. My guess is that it's probably going to end up with the Hawks using the pick or trading back. I don't get the feel right now that anything incredibly earth-shattering is coming between now and Thursday, but I could be wrong. Certainly a lot of reports out there about John Collins. Reports wouldn't be out there if there wasn't something behind that. But I don't think the Hawks need to move up in this draft. They're young enough. Like, I'm tired of, oh, let's get another lottery pick and reshape our core. Like, no. You should be at the point right now where You've got a superstar player in Trae Young. You don't need to get any younger. Get some veterans who can get you buckets around him and let's go. I'm not excited about, oh, yeah, let's trade up to like ninth or eighth overall and get another lottery pick and let's restart the building process a little bit. I'm not into that.
With that being said, because I know you were talking about Travis Link and what was said earlier about getting somebody to play off of Trae or take some pressure off him, what do you think is the most important player to get right now? Would that be another point guard or would it be another defender?
Well, if it's another point guard, then you bring up the possibility of Trae playing off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what Trae Young thinks about that. I'm not sure he would love that. But maybe he would. I don't know.
Okay.
I think you're just looking for a wing player who can get you buckets. If he's on the ball, if he's off the ball, it's a perimeter player who's going to be able to get you buckets. You know, look, Bradley Beal's a really good example of someone who would instantly make the Hawks a top four team in the East. And I'm still of the belief that he's going to stay in Washington. I know he's, air quotes, evaluating his options right now, but everything I've heard behind the scenes about Bradley Beal is he really wants to stay with the Wizards. But Beal is the type of guy. Donovan Mitchell would be another, you know, another wing player, perimeter player who can go out, make his own shot, and get you 20 to 25 points per game. That's what the Hawks, in my opinion, really need right now. I still think you have Okongwu and Capella to give you enough rim protection, enough interior defense. I think you can get wing players who are going to be respectable enough defensively, but the Hawks are going to entertain us and try to outscore everyone. They're not going to be built with defense first in mind, I don't think.
Okay.
It should be an interesting draft night. I know that you have Andy and Deshaun
7-11
on Thursday night.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Always a fun night, our NBA draft coverage. And, you know, we'll see how this turns out. I think what's going to make it most exciting is not necessarily the player the Hawks draft, but the other moves that could potentially come on draft night around the league. And the Hawks might be involved in it.
Yeah, and they may be involved in it, and we'll see how they re-tinker this. And I know that I have to temper my expectations a little bit, but there's no reason that you shouldn't aim high here. And,
no,
and
of
right
course
now,
not. Of course not.
You know, there's no more, like you said, there's no more, we got to build the, we've got the guy, go ahead and try and put pieces around him.
I don't think Tony Ressler wants to be building anymore.
Well, not only that, but I think you look at the East and you go, look, we make the right moves. Why not win the East?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, they were really close last year. And you look at Boston this year. I mean, that now Tatum and Brown and Smart became a really good trio. But, you know, Boston was a fourth, fifth place team. And then all of a sudden overnight, things clicked for them this year. So we'll see. But I don't think the Hawks are that far away. I think they move further away if they trade away a John Collins to get like the seventh or eighth pick. I think that moves them further away from that goal.
All right, Mike, as always.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.